Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Good morning and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast. My name is Kasha McDaniel, and today I know it's about a week out before Memorial Day weekend, and I know a lot of you have been planning some quick little trips. Maybe you're finally excited to have friends over. I know a lot of the mask mandates have been lifted, a lot of people getting vaccinated, so things are kind of returning back to normal, right? Which is fantastic. So some of you are, you know, being able to plan those types of things, maybe taking a trip to go see, you know, friends or go to the lake or something like that, right? You feel a little more at ease. Some of you still don't, and that's okay. But if you are going to be doing stuff, today I want to talk about 6 ways to add fun to your outdoor picnic party, because I know a lot of you will be spending some outdoor time, especially if the weather's getting nice and warm. It's not that warm here in Germany. I'm wearing a fleece. It's cold out. It's supposed to be 60 today, but it's 40 in the morning. It's really cold. And it's going to be like this. I'm like, it's the end of May. Shouldn't it be like 70, something like that by now? No, it's just cold. So I hope you guys get to enjoy some of the tips that I'm about to share with you guys to enjoy and add fun to your outdoor picnic party. Because if I were outside, these are the things that I would be doing. So let me start off with tip number 1, just to add some fun to your outdoor picnic party, is to have some fun outdoor plates. You know, those are like those plastic ones that are decorated. You know, they're just fun colors. And if you're going to be having a party, yeah, you could have paper plates. Yeah, but if you're only going to have like a small party anyway, not like 50 people, but if you have another family over for a barbecue or something like that, those are just so fun just to have those decorative, you know, melamine plastic type colorful plates that you could probably find at like Walmart and World Market and places like that, that Target, you know, they just have fun designs on them, get you ready for summer. So especially when you have like big chunks of watermelon cut on those, you know, those serving platters and things like that. Those are just some fun ways to add some, you know, more happiness, right? Spread the joy, you know what I mean? So any of those outdoor plastic type plates that you can use, whether it's even, maybe it's just the platters that you get and it's not the plates that people eat on, because then you have the paper plates and you just throw those out. But if it's just the platters, those are just so fun just to have and bring out some color, right? Okay, so that's number 1. Number 2 is getting a Bluetooth speaker just to get the music going. I didn't realize how handy those little things can be. When you're outside, you know, you have your phone, your playlist on your phone and stuff like that. And you're like, well, it'd be really great to have a little speaker. And we've actually had one, and used it, especially for outside, because sometimes you don't have plugs outdoors. Maybe you're at a park or something like that. And there's definitely no plugs out there. But if you have a little Bluetooth speaker, you know, you're going to the lake, whatever it may be, you can have a little music with you. So that's another fun way to add fun to your outdoor picnic party, is getting one of those Bluetooth speakers. And sometimes they come in such fun colors too, not just plain black. You know, I'm talking about like the blue kind. I've seen some waterproof Bluetooth speakers. I'm like, what? Oh, that really comes in really handy for, you know, those of you who have pools. You know, maybe you're going to the pool, you know, maybe friends have a pool or something like that, right? So something like that would just make it a little more fun that way, right? Okay, so that's number 2. Number 3, blankets. Now what I mean, like those colorful picnic blankets that you can spread out. It really depends on if you're, you know, if you're the one hosting or if you're going somewhere, like I said, to the lake. I was able to find some pretty decent ones that I could fit 4 people comfortably, you know, adults, and, you know, kids obviously you can fit more of those little tushies on there. But there's a big kind where it's on crinkly on one side, kind of like where if it's on wet grass or something like that, the blanket won't get soaked through. But then there's a nice, fun, colorful design. Especially for the little kids, you know, if they're the ones that can really sit down on those blankets and just, you know, sit down on those. Adults, maybe not so much. So if you have some seating, you know, some fun cushions, colorful cushions, towels, you know, if you have some chairs, you know, the sunbathing chairs, those kinds of things, spread out. If you have a pool and you're having friends over, you know, have lots of seating, put some benches out. I know if I have had my own benches from inside the house, when especially when it's a nice day and I know it's not going to be raining or something, then I'll pull out, you know, maybe a wooden bench that we don't use very often, that can be used outside, right? For at least for a little while, right? You know what I mean? So yeah, so little side tables, you know, fun stuff like that. So that way people can put their drinks down, you know, put their snacks, get their hot dogs, you know, that kind of a thing, right? Because sometimes when you have lots of people, there isn't always enough seating. So putting out fun blankets for the kids just to kind of just sit out, you know, sit under a tree, you know, get some shade, which brings me to another thing. Number four is providing shade. You know, maybe you don't have trees where you're going, right? Maybe you need to have something, an umbrella, like one of those those nice big umbrellas that have lights underneath them. Maybe some little tents. The kids will definitely go gaga over those tents. You know what I mean? If you have one that you're like, oh yeah, that camping tent, we probably need to air out anyway, right? Yeah. Put the kids in there and let them have some fun, you know, hiding in there, you know, do their little hut. You know, so that way they, you know, if they need some shade, they at least have a place to kind of hide out. Those, we have like one of those shade things that pop up for like the beach and stuff like that. So it's not necessarily, there's no floor to it. It's just the sunshade over the top. We also kind of have the ones that have like the, that look like you see them at the street fairs and things like that, that are square and then they push up, they have a metal frame. That's another way to get some shade out there. And then you can, you know, hang some solar lights around there or whatever, you know, again, depends on the size of your yard, depends on where you're going. If you're going to be out in the sunshine, definitely bring some shade, you know, whichever way you can provide that. Okay. So that's number four. Number five, lights. I know the sun is staying up more, you know, longer, but if you are going to be out for a while, you know, if you have some lanterns, some flashlights for the kids, especially, you know, fire pits are always a great way. That's another great way to add lights, right? If you are at your home, you can add some string lights around the pool, around the patio area. If you have a deck, you know, screened in porch, you know, more lighting in there, hang it around the, you know, the fence, things like that. That's another great way to add some fun. I even use white Christmas lights, you know, it doesn't have to be fancy ones, you know, just white lights, you know, just to, you know, have a little fun, you know, enjoy your little get together. Right. And then the last thing, I want to talk about for another way to add fun to your outdoor picnic party is you got to have some games. Have some party games, okay? Ready to go. My kids will always seem to forget about them until I pull them out and they go, oh yeah, we haven't played that in a long time. Like badminton, we have those rackets, you know, the little birdies that go with them. If you have a volleyball net, you know, that kind of a thing, you know, put that up. A ring toss, you know, just, you know, horseshoes. Some people love playing horseshoes, even just a ring toss. It could be even if you have a pool, you know, those rings that come for the pool to go diving for, use those to do a ring toss instead, you know, on the yard, you know, so that kind of a fun thing. Or if you don't have a pool, then make sure you have some source of water to have some water fights, like whether it be water balloons, water gun fights, you know, some people just, you know, fill up their little bazookas, you know what I mean? Because it'll probably be a hot day, you know, whether it's now or later, you know, there's times when you're going to get together with friends and stuff, but any kind of games, if you can, you know, if you have a cornhole set, you know, that's always fun just to challenge somebody to a game, right? So any way that you can set out a bunch of different things, some beach balls, you know, especially if you do have a pool, and even if you don't, there are so many different ways that you can have fun at a picnic, you know, play some music, have some shade, eat some good food, hang out, just, enjoy spending time with each other again, right? So those are just some 6 ways to add fun to your outdoor picnic party. And if you are just moving into your home and you're realizing, oh gosh, that would be so good to have in our new house, those are just some ideas to get you going, get you started. Because I know a lot of people are moving into their houses now, and just like, oh, we need to find that, or that broke in the move. Okay, now we need to go get that, right? And if you do need help with getting your house, figured out where furniture needs to go or how to set it up better, feel free to contact me. I'd love to help you get that set up, because sometimes that's the biggest challenge people have when they move into a new house is, I can't get my old furniture to fit in my new house. What do I do? So I'll put a link in the show notes. You can contact me for that, because that's one of the things that frustrate people when you have a new home. You want to have a party, you want to have friends over, but your house is just a mess. You don't really know how to set it up, and you're embarrassed, and you're like, yeah, I'm not going to have people come over in this. Then just give me a call. Let me know. I'd love to help you out. But I know with Memorial Day coming, it is a somber kind of a day, and I know a lot of people do picnics over Memorial Day weekend. It's not a happy Memorial Day, it's a Memorial Day. So we do want to remember our fallen military members who sacrificed their lives for our country and our freedom. And since I'm a military veteran, I definitely, think about them and think about the families who've been affected, who've lost loved ones, right? So it's not a happy Memorial Day, but I know we do try to celebrate and remember them. And it's just one of those somber kind of occasions, although we try to make light of it by having picnics and barbecues. So anyway, I hope you guys have a fantastic week. Again, I'm only starting to do these once a week, so that I can get some good content for you guys and get you moving. And summer is, in some places, is already here. In some places, like myself in Germany, yeah, not so much. No, I wish it was summer. It's not warm enough for this. But then again, we don't have air conditioning in our house, and most houses in Germany do not have air conditioning. So, you know what? I'm okay with it being cooler. I just like to be a little bit warmer and not be sitting in jeans and a fleece jacket here, right, in the house. So, anyway, I hope you guys have a fantastic day, and we will talk to you later.